Do you want to make your money make sense? Listen to Business Sense every Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and make sense of your money.
Well, it is a good evening to you and welcome to the second and final hour of the show. It is Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. We are powered by SID Media. It is a Monday, the 21st of October, 2024. Thank you so much for joining us and staying with us. Really appreciate you. +27 734 703 520. That is +27 734 703 520. That is the number that you can use to talk to us in studio and let us in on some of your thoughts on the show today. And if you've just joined us for the first time, firstly, we need to ask a very important question. Where have you been? And what were you doing with who? Anyways, none of our business. But thank you so much for joining us this evening. We're talking about life cover and funeral cover. It's often a common belief that a life cover, for example, and a standalone funeral cover, funeral plans, for example, are basically the same thing. And that's a question that we really want to understand today, because it seems like they are not exactly the same. Or are they, right? That's the question that you might have, and we're trying to answer that question today. It is a Personal Finance Monday, and we are joined on the line this evening by Ricardo Twala, who's going to be helping us understand this a little bit better. My brother, good evening and welcome to the show.
Good evening, sir. Hope you're well.
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking yourself.
No, not too bad. We are moving forward.
Fantastic. End of the year, what are the plans?
Man, to survive till the end of the year. That's the plan, right?
Are you fatigued like I am?
Brother, I've taken leave twice already in the second half of the year. That's how bad it is.
Now that's really hectic right there.
But we'll get there.
No, definitely we'll get there. Going away?
Yeah, definitely. But it's going to be about 2 weeks.
2 weeks, eh?
Maximum 2 weeks. Just go away, get some fresh air. You know, we are inland, so we need to be at the coast.
Definitely. You must go the opposite direction.
So the plan is to go there, touch a bit of water, and come back.
Don't swim though.
Not gonna do that.
Just use our toes there and feet and just touch a little bit and then
just
and
touch a bit back. Of water and come back.
Exactly.
If we were meant to be aquatic, we would have had some swimming apparatus there in our bodies, but we don't.
In fact, we would have been born at the coast, you know.
Exactly.
So we are inland. I think God was
We'll just go refresh and come back.
Definitely. Thank you for joining us this evening. Really appreciate your time. For people who may not know you, a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Ricardo Twala.
Yeah.
Born and raised in Ladysmith, KZN, which is also inland, technically.
Mm.
And, you know, I've lived in Gauteng. I think that's where you and I met.
Yeah.
Currently living in the Free State.
Yeah.
I work as a business manager in an insurance company.
Yeah.
And I also work as a financial advisor.
Yeah.
So that's basically what I do. I preach, I speak, and I teach life. Some of the things that I believe I've gotten to learn over the years.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Mm. All right. Really, really appreciate your time. And, you know, giving us your time this evening. Really, really appreciate that. Okay. Let's start.
A pleasure.
Thank you so much. Let's start here. Definitions, because I do think they can help us contextualize this particular conversation, because I think for the older generation, right, that is our moms, our grandmothers and grandfathers and all that, I don't think a lot of grandfathers, but a lot of grandmothers, they all had funeral covers of some sort. And it seems like a funeral cover and a life cover are two different things. Or are they the same thing?
They're actually not the same thing. Well, when we discuss it in the financial planning space, they both fall under a death covers, which they pay out in the event of a death. But the difference will be, number one, the underwriting process is slightly different. So where the underwriting process being the measurement of the risk. So anyone who wants to be covered for death, of course we'll be charged a premium. Now to decide the premium, you have to do what is called underwriting, which is assessing the risk. How likely are you to die, and how soon might you die? Right. So if it's soon, by the formula that we use,
yeah,
the premium will be slightly higher.
Yeah.
If it's a bit further, the premium will be slightly lower.
Mm.
So with funeral, we don't really go that deep into assessing that risk.
Yeah.
But with life cover, we go a lot deep. We go into your history, we do medicals, blood tests, we talk to your doctors and everything to assess the risk as best as possible.
Yeah.
And then that somehow makes life cover cheaper.
Yeah.
Than funeral, because rent for rent, life cover will be cheaper. But that's because the risk assessment is slightly more deeper.
So you mean you understand much more better and fuller of the person that you're insuring as opposed to a funeral cover?
Yes. Okay. You go into details.
Yeah.
In fact, some companies don't even ask you a lot of questions when you take a funeral cover.
Yeah.
They just give you the thing. Some others will ask questions but will not do bloods, which is the tests. Some will do bloods, but they will not ask your doctor for your medical history. So it's just that.
Yeah.
But with the life cover on the other end, we go all the way, because usually you take a life cover, which is going to be a lot of money.
Yeah.
So for us to know that we're going to make a bit of money, you also will be assessed very, very seriously.
Very, very seriously. Right. Now, before I get into maybe key differences between the two, right, so that we clearly square it in our listeners' minds as well, I just wanted to go back to the part where you touched that the risk assessment is a little bit different, right? Those things, we hate them. Right, because no one understands what you guys do on the background when you are busy assessing these things. What mathematical equation is being used, or is that something that's secretive for the industry?
There is some elements that are secretive.
Okay,
but generally, there's these guys who are called actuaries.
Yes,
they basically have developed formulas that they use to determine the likelihood of a specific type of person passing away. I'll give you a simple one. Everything else the same, man and a woman, the man has a higher risk of passing away.
Just
this comes from experience, of course. It turns out that us gentlemen, we die a lot more quicker. And especially over silly things, you know. So that if everything else is the same between a man and a woman, the man will pay more, because for him the risk is higher.
Right. What are those silly things? What are those silly things? Sorry, before you go on there. What, we drive fast, we do stupid things.
We drive fast, we play with fire, we play with weapons. It's fun to have things. You know what I mean? Like, there's things that we do. The one you mentioned earlier. Some people go play in the water with animals that want to eat, you know? So that increases the chances and the likelihood.
Yeah.
And the way we play, I'm going to say play,
is
a bit dangerous, you know? So we are also out there in the streets a lot more. We take a lot of risks.
And
we don't have that thing that says, hey, this might not work out fine. Yeah, exactly. So when you drive fast, next time you're in a car with a man and a woman, just press on the pedal and see who reacts first. It will probably be the lady who says, hey, what are you doing? Please slow down. While the gentleman is like, hey, this is nice. So because of that, then the man will be slightly more expensive to cover. Or the premium will be higher, because according to the formulas that I'm talking about, he's a higher risk.
Yeah.
Another one that we don't want to accept is that everything else the same. Now, let's say two gentlemen, right?
Yeah.
Everything else the same.
Yeah.
One smokes, one does not smoke. The one who smokes should pay at least 50% more than the other one who does not smoke, right? Because they not only are you at risk with cancer, but there's a lot of other illnesses as well that go around that. So you are at a higher risk of passing away. And ironically, there's this one that people are still debating.
Okay.
Education. The higher the NQF level, the lower the risk of you passing away. People are still debating that one, but it comes from, well, facts.
Yeah.
People, when they pass on, you look at the numbers statistically, it's people who are less educated who die more. Of course, in the country, we argue and say, how many people are educated for us to even use that sample?
Yeah.
But that also affects the premium. So it's a lot of those things that go into assessing the risk, if I'm being honest.
I hear that married gentlemen are much more riskless than single ones, because like you're saying, perhaps there's a woman who will say, hey, don't do that, never do that, you've got a family and all that. So they're a lot less riskier.
It's actually, yes, true, but also the problem is not that there's a woman who says slow down. It's just that there's a belief that if you are married and you have a child, you have a family, you think deeper about
Certain things.
I have to survive. I have to live longer. You have more to live for than a person who's
That
just
is
having fun.
single person. Well, there
And
you go.
apparently, if you're married, your wife might not let you buy that bike, right?
Oh,
So
yes.
there's a lot of other things, but yeah, being married also kind of changes
Kinda helps, ne?
the dynamics. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, there, gents. Get married. So just so you can pay a little
Get
bit
married so you
less.
can live longer.
No, Ricardo, get married so you can pay less.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. Get married so you can pay
We're
less.
not sure about living longer when you're married because there's other things as well.
Yeah, no, but also if you get married, there's other expenses that come outside of what you pay.
You're
But
right.
yeah,
You're
but you will
right.
pay the company less if you have a wife or
There's
even
a
a spouse.
first there's a other thingy insurance company that's for women, right? Specifically for women. I've always wondered whether they insure men, but anyways, that's a conversation for another day. Is that why there's not one for specifically men, that these guys are just risky to insure or whatever? The likelihood of them dying is very high, so that's why we've never had up to so far, even when we've got the one specifically for women, an insurance company, I suppose, that's looking after us as gents. I think someone needs to really come up with it and understand that yes, we are riskier, let's charge them a little bit more, but at least there must be something for us gents that we can carry as well and say this one is the first one for us.
It's gonna be to get that business off the ground, but yeah,
Serious.
there's something was looking to.
Hey
We can
man.
actually do a survey. We have a sample of people we can use to say if you were to be approached by a company that says we only do insurance for men only, would you go for it?
I must
And
do
then
that
we'll see.
survey. Yeah, I definitely must do that survey because I think generally as gents, right, we don't mind paying a premium if it's going to, I suppose, cover the things that we like doing. The fact of the matter is we love fast cars. We love all these nice things in life. We love taking risks and all. I think it's innate in us. It comes from that thing. So someone really must think about insuring us because we love this. Now we are constrained. We are living lives that we don't really like.
Brother.
Because you feel like this premium is gonna go, and there's this other insurance company that I don't like, which puts things and stuff in our cars that monitors us. So this thing,
That is to
right?
make sure that do they assess
Exactly.
if the cause of your death was not because of your playfulness at a big age. And they
Your
have a right to do
pH.
that because you signed. You see, when you look at the fine print,
Yes.
it's there.
Yeah, I know it's definitely there. It is
Yeah,
definitely
definitely.
there. Yo. Okay. You said both of them cover death, right? At the end of the day, the eventuality or the event that it covers is death. And that's when it
Yes.
pays up. So what's the key one or two differences that I key between the two?
Okay, so the first few things. Number one, you will pay less, like I said, for a life cover than a funeral cover. When it comes to claim stage, to get the money to pay out, a funeral cover is when everything else is there, is much quicker. Because majority of the companies will pay between a day or two, right? And you know how it is with most families. If you pass on early in the week, that weekend, you're probably gonna have a funeral then.
End of the
So
week.
it's better to go and have the funeral cover in that instance.
Yeah.
Whereas the life cover can go up to a very long time. The longest I've done was like 6 weeks before
Sure.
it paid out.
Sure.
But also the reason behind it, a funeral cover is purely for a funeral. That's why it
Yes.
will be 100,000 rand,
Yes.
90,000, 75,000
Yeah.
rand, right? Whereas a life cover on the other end, the purpose of having the life cover is slightly different.
Okay.
It's actually to cover your final expenses. There's expenses that you incur when you pass on, and majority of them can go up to the millions. So you want to have something that can cover up to that much, right? So because of that, it's not used for a funeral event or the ceremony itself. It's usually after, when we have to now settle the thing, your affairs, right? So we need that money in that instance. That's why it's there, but it's also advisable to have both the funeral and the life cover.
And the life cover, right? Yeah.
Yes,
So
definitely.
during the whatever week, 6 weeks, 2 weeks, whatever, that's when insurance companies do investigations, I understand.
It depends on the company. Majority of the companies now have opted to do the investigations at inception. It makes things much easier. So right now, as a tabel, what's happening in your life? What's your health like? What's your risk? We decide now. So when you pass on, we don't have a long conversation. Right? Just becomes a matter of we knew this person's likelihood of passing on.
Yeah.
We got into a contract that says when they die, we'll pay.
Yeah.
So back in the day, you used to do way less. Yes. And then when the person passes on, then you would investigate. In some instances, there's something called exclusions, right?
Yes.
I'll give you an example of an exclusion. If somebody has had a heart attack and then they come and apply for a life cover, some companies will say, or in some instances will say, you've had a heart attack, we can cover you, but if the event of death is caused by a heart attack, we won't pay, right?
Oh, okay.
Because now having a heart attack says there's a higher likelihood of having an animal. If you've had cancer and it went into remission, there's a likelihood it's going to come back. So it depends on the severity of the heart attack or the cancer itself. If it was really high, we're going to say, look, we can cover you, but in the event of a heart attack, we won't pay. And some people then do sign and say, okay, fine, I'll take it with that exclusion. So when they pass on, the investigation then is just to confirm when this person passed away, was the heart attack a cause of the death or of the events that led to the death?
Yeah.
And I must repeat that one. Please allow me to.
Yeah, please do.
For education purposes, was the heart attack the cause of the death or the cause of the events that led to a death? Right.
You need to break that down a little bit as well.
Let me break it down.
Yes.
If I've had a heart attack and I'm sitting at the office one day stressed as hell, and then I have another heart attack, the heart attack was a cause of my death, right?
Yeah.
I've died.
Yeah.
I'm driving. And in my driving, I have a heart attack.
Mm.
But I don't die because of a heart attack. But then I pass out. And then I crash the car. And then I die because of an accident. In that instance, the heart attack was the cause of the event that led to the death.
Okay, and then which one is paid now?
None of those will pay because the heart attack was involved in both. You understand?
Yeah.
So now this is why it's important to understand your contracts. Okay, I've got this contract with this company. I'm insured. Let me go revisit it. Yeah. Is there something called exclusions?
Yes.
You go look at an exclusion.
Yeah.
Another one, which is an alternative to an exclusion, is called a loading.
Okay.
A loading says, Tapelo, because you've had a heart attack, for you to be covered, we will charge you an extra 125 rand a month.
Okay.
Because there's a risk of you having a heart attack.
Yes.
With this 125, we're removing the exclusion. So we will still cover you.
Okay.
Even if it's a heart attack, but we'll charge you more.
Yeah.
Because when we looked at your profile before the medicals, the profile said we must charge you 900 rand for argument's sake.
Yeah.
But post the medicals, we found out you had a heart attack. Now we'll charge you 1,200. This is to increase the premium because the risk is higher. But the risk itself is not, the cause of the risk rather, is not excluded from the cover.
Yeah.
So that's something that most people have missed. So at the death then, the investigation is usually to check when this person passed on, was it because of any of the exclusions or he just passed on from something else?
Yeah. But why do insurance companies then make it sound easy and nice when you are at the buying phase, right? You don't have to fill medical papers. They say all these nice things and people say, yeah, you know what, let me take this life cover because, you know, all of those sort of stuff. But then there's loomings, then there's exclusions, then there's this and that. Oh, we've just realized you are riskier, and so we're going to increase the... Why do they make it sound very nice at the buying stage, but it doesn't sound nice after the buying stage?
After the buying stage.
Yeah,
actually, at the buying stage,
if
I'm being honest with you, the client has to be sure that they move slow.
Ah,
that's one thing that I always advise, even with business with me.
Yeah.
Where if something is happening, pause, slow down. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you saying exactly? Explain to me like you're talking to a child.
Yes.
Because in many instances, financial planners speak to clients as if they're speaking to financial planners.
Exactly.
So they never go to details.
Exactly.
They'll just say a few words and then they're like, okay, let's go. But
yeah.
The client doesn't understand what's happening.
Exactly.
So the client must say, slow down and explain. But in the selling process, I'll be honest with you, we do have marketing is supposed to make things easier. That's why they can even give you a premium sometimes. You can get covered for 6 million from only 300 rand. That's to impact that thought that it's a simple process.
Yes.
But a life cover must not be a simple process, at least from the client's point of view. Yes, from the advisor, the planner side, it should be quick. Yeah, 1, 2, 1, 2. I do this every day. But remember, to the advisor, it's business.
Yes.
To you, it's your life.
It's your life.
So you slow down. Don't make it a by the way thing.
Yeah.
Just like it is for the other person. So yeah, it's something that we, especially in marketing,
yeah,
we usually are guilty of. But
yeah,
man, if I'm being honest, we are also obliged now,
yes,
by
yes.
the way, to share more information. That's why we have the face to protect the clients.
Please.
Because clients are of utmost importance. They must know what's happening.
Yeah. Definitely.
So we are supposed to disclose the information.
And there's lack of literacy, right, in the broader community of South Africa, for example. And so these legal jargons and financial jargon that most, you know, planners use, a lot of people don't even understand these things. And Ukoko gets shocked at the end when they have lost their son and they can't access that money. They thought their child had this and that. Or it's a young man, young person, you know, just trying out and starting out this life thing. And then they cover their family. And then only to be shocked right at the end that my brother, there was an exclusion, you know.
Yeah.
Leading to the heart attack. And they're like, okay, what is this English now? And it's starting to sound all very difficult.
It's true. If we're being honest, it's a lot of things that we miss.
Yeah.
It's not just with financial planning or financial products.
That's very true. I mean,
when last did you read the contents of the food you eat?
We don't.
When you take medication because you have a headache, or do you even know what's in it? Mm. Like, it's a lot of things that we don't look into.
Yeah.
But then, so we're always shocked. I'm having side effects.
Yeah.
And this is one of the things that I feel we make the mistake in, to say, I'm covered. And then this is why, in many instances, when you take the company to court, you won't win because it's there.
Yes.
You just missed it.
Right?
And negligence should be punished. So that's what usually happens. But if I'm being honest with you, slowing down is key.
Even after
inception, sit down and read your stuff.
Mm.
Go through it, understand what's happening. If you don't know, go back and ask, what does this mean? What does this mean?
Yeah.
And ask the question, in what instance would I most likely not be paid?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Specifically myself.
Mm.
I'll give you another example. Mm. There's another exclusion. But it's a short-term exclusion. It's a 2-year exclusion. It's called a suicide exclusion, which means if you pass on due to suicide in the first 2 years, the company won't pay.
Sure.
So there's a lot of things that people don't look at and read. And one person took a life cover and unfortunately passed on due to their own doing within the 2 years. And they never got paid. So it's those things.
Yeah, there's that cooling off period anyways to really look at the contract and get a sense of it. Consult if you must consult, right?
Exactly, yes, there is.
Yeah.
And also, even if it's beyond that, you haven't wanted anything to go and say, no, I don't want this. I didn't understand it, then thought it would be.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm okay.
Sure.
Or write the questions down in an email.
Yes.
Each question, please answer these questions for me.
Yes. And then you've got proof anyways, in case something happens, you can pull that out, right?
Definitely.
Okay. What are the key factors to consider when making a choice between a funeral plan and a life cover? And I know you argue that it's best to have both of them, but if I can't have both and I want one, what should I really look at so that I can make a decision between one of the two?
If I were to be in a position where I must advise between choosing one of the two, I would definitely say go for the life cover.
Okay.
Number one, it's going to be much more in terms of rent value.
Yes.
It's going to be much cheaper.
Yeah.
And majority of the expenses are never actually at the funeral. No, we like saying, it's a beautiful one with the casket that costs 60,000 rand. That's actually not even the big issue, right? Mm. The bigger issues are after a person has passed on.
Yes.
And now we must deal with SARS. SARS will knock and say they want their estate duty.
Ooh.
And they give you, I'll give you an example real quick.
Sure.
An estate duty is 20% of everything you own, right?
Yeah.
So if you are, I'll use you for example.
Yeah.
If you pass on at 10 million, everything you own is worth 10 million rand.
Yeah.
You owe SARS 2 million rand.
Hmm.
Mm. Right, and it must come from you because you are the one. It's your estate that owes that money.
Mm.
So it's gonna be more in rent value to have the life cover. Another one would be If you have debts, let's say you've taken a mortgage to buy a house, you've gotten vehicle finance, your debts don't die with you, unfortunately. So to settle those, in some instances, it's very rare for it to be a small amount. If you take a mortgage of 3 million rand and you die halfway, you owe half 1.5 million rand. So it must come from somewhere. So because of that, I usually say, let's talk life cover. People will forget how the funeral was, but your children won't forget when they are kicked out of the house because they can't keep it. Or your car is repossessed because, well, unfortunately, you're dealing with businesses. So when you pass on, they still have to make money.
Ruthless, these people.
Shrewd, my brother.
So is SARS.
Shrewd.
SARS, if you are listening, you are ruthless.
That is the 20%. View. That is the view of Mr. Tapelo himself alone. I would like to be clear on the fact that it is not shared by the people involved in this conversation. Lest you start looking for things and finding things that you could teach us. Mr. Mulo, you own your view.
Well, I do own my views. The views expressed in this particular moment are my views. But
And yours alone.
don't come for me, please don't. But yeah, I'm just thinking here, 20%, that's a whole lot of money.
And we're not done.
Yo, we're not done from there.
My friend, there's more. If you have a will, you will appoint an executor.
Yes.
The executor can take up to 3.45%
Yeah, yeah,
of
yeah, yeah, yeah,
IFA.
yeah, yeah,
The
yeah,
three point
yeah.
four five percent is excluding VAT. When it includes VAT, it becomes 4.025%. So
Yo,
if
yo,
you
yo.
have 10 million, Mr. Mloy,
Yo, yo,
you
yo, yo.
now owe your executor 400,000.
Yo, 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 yo,
To actually wind up your estate. And we're
yo.
not
Yo,
done.
yo. Mm.
The house must be registered in somebody else's name, so there's going to be transfer costs.
You. Sure.
Which includes registration fees, which can go up to
100,000 rand.
7% if it's put together. So, and that is something that is very important to note. So you see all these expenses, then say,
Yeah, definitely.
yeah. So
Yo.
if for 1,000 rand, you can get a life cover of 6 million rand. It puts you in a very good
In a
position to
good
make sure that
position,
things
eh?
maintain.
Yeah,
Yeah.
definitely. Protects your family, especially if you've got a
Protects your
family and
family.
kids and stuff like that. They can be able to pay. And then there's these other life covers that also have some wing of a funeral plan of some sort. At least while they are still doing their investigations and whatever, they can quickly pay out the funeral amount, and then, the family can go on with the funeral while they're still, waiting for the outcome of the life cover itself and all that. And I think that's some really great innovations that we've seen in this in the financial sector.
Yeah,
And
definitely.
we need to applaud them for that. Okay, you spoke a little bit about leaving people behind, leaving. I suppose it's leaving a legacy behind. These expenses that are going to be incurred at the end when you are gone, and there's everyone else that's left. Let's just define a beneficiary. Who do I make a beneficiary? And what does it mean for someone to be a beneficiary? I'm sure my executor is not my beneficiary.
Your executor, okay. Your executor may be a beneficiary. It's advisable not to be the case. If somebody is dealing with your will, it is advisable that it's someone who has no benefit whatsoever from the estate, or even related to the people that are included in the estate. If you want total honesty, it's advisable to have it like that. But your beneficiary is any person that you choose, that this person would not survive without my presence, right? Usually it's people that depend on you. Your dependents, you are working, you're making money, you're paying for their expenses and life expenses. Those people, when you're gone, it's advisable to make sure that you leave something for them. It's people that you are responsible for. It's people that should benefit, should be able to survive post passing. Do you understand? But in all honesty, you have a right to list absolutely anyone as a beneficiary in a life cover. Some companies will just say, you can even list yourself as a beneficiary of a life, which is something we advise that if you have a not so liquid estate, if you buy a lot of properties, you buy assets that are not easy to liquidate, right? when you pass on, SARS doesn't want a house, they want their money, like cash.
Yes.
So if you have a 6 million rand life cover, and we estimate that we will need for your final expenses about 2 million rand, they could easily say 33% will go to myself.
Ah, okay.
That is where then the money is paid into your estate.
Yeah.
It covers the expenses that you have.
Yeah.
So absolutely anyone can be a beneficiary.
Ah.
And they also have a right to accept or decline the benefits.
Yes.
But you have a right to do that. So anyone, you can be a benefit recipient.
Even a friend.
Even a friend, even an enemy. Mm-hmm. The Bible says love your enemies, my friend.
So love them to bless them with 10 million, never.
At least one. At least one.
Aye, Ricardo, wait. These guys hated me the whole...
Do you know that when you get to heaven, some people will come and just thank you?
Ay, Ricardo, magan.
I'm just saying. It's a thought.
It's just a thought, right?
Just a thought, my brother.
Like, you hate me, so I'm going to give you half a million for hating me when I die.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That would be nice. I'd like to have haters, and haters can just hate me with money. Don't hate me with other things. Just hate me and give me money.
Hate me with the man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know Bungo was the letter, you know. You
I know
can
Bungo.
Just... All right, as we draw to a close then, our loved ones, we need to protect them, whether living or not. How do we go about it? How do we make sure that they too benefit from this? Even our lives, we're working very hard every single day. How do we make sure that at least they are protected as well?
So you do have the option
of
covering your loved ones. The unfortunate event is that one will be done with them involved for it to be a life cover.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
If they are not involved, it can be an extended family funeral cover.
Yeah.
Of which there's a limit to it.
Okay.
The limit in most companies will be about 50,000 rand, and in some instances it's aggregated.
Mm.
What that means is that a person can be covered for 50. If you're covered by two, then they must get 25-25. There's a lot of different rules.
Yeah.
Especially if it's underwritten by the same companies.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can cover your loved ones for a funeral cover. If you want to be covered for a life cover, let's say, for example, there's a parent who came to see me.
Mm.
She said she wants a life cover, but her children will pay for it because they're the ones who will benefit from it.
Yeah, yeah.
She took the life cover. The life cover funeral, the amount was about 1,600 rand.
Yeah.
The children, two of them, had to pay 800 each.
Yes.
When she passes on, they are getting half of the life cover. So there's a lot of different ways in which the contracts can be structured.
Yes.
To make sure that everyone is covered.
Yeah.
But in most instances, I forgot this lady's name now. She was in court just last year or the year before. In most instances, it is advisable that people know that they are covered.
That
they are
agree covered.
With.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a word that we use. We call it insurable interest.
Yes. Yeah.
Insurable interest means you can't just cover anyone.
Yes.
What is the relationship between you and the person?
Yes.
Understand?
Yeah.
There must be a relationship. There must be, I would be affected if this person passed.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be in a space where you're just covering people and just being nice. Don't be nice like that. It's going to get you in trouble. But we want the insurable interest. What is the relationship? How do you guys know each other?
Yeah.
And we can cover each other in that instance.
Yeah, yeah.
That is something we can do, yeah.
I suppose we're fearful of them being labeled as 10 million walking in your 2 feet. Maybe that's the problem.
In this tough economy, my brother.
Yeah, it's a king. Might even consider this person is worth 10 million as they are pouncing around in my house. You know, let's see what we can do. But of course, we don't advise people doing that. We are Christians and we must love even our enemies so much that we don't even kill them.
Please and thank you.
What
you don't want is a situation like that lady.
Yes,
I forgot her name.
Yes.
She was just in court for killing so many of her family members.
I remember that story.
Yeah, so you don't want that. What you want is, because I care about you, and when you pass on, I'm going to need to have money.
Yeah.
It's very important that we have something in place for that
very
person.
Very true. Very, very true. Okay. How do we round it up? Final thoughts on this one?
Final thoughts. Number one, if you already have these products, go and look at the contract.
Yes, definitely.
You call your company and just say, please send me my policy schedule. I want to see something.
Yes.
You go read through the fine print as well and everything else. If you don't have, go talk to your financial advisor and say, look, I thought it was just a product. Now I know it's a plan for my passing, for all the expenses that I'm going to have.
Yeah.
Let's make this thing happen. Because I know majority of us, our financial advisors have spoken to us about it, but we did not understand the full concept and the depth of it. So go get it. And if you don't have anyone's going to help you, reach out to me.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm available to help people out with that as well.
Yeah.
We can have a conversation about it. But I strongly believe, especially in the Christian space, we like thinking, but you don't want to have someone benefit from someone's passing. It's not about benefiting. It's about the fact that we have dependents and people who need us, and we have lives, we have debts, we have abilities. Let's make sure everything aligns. And then you can have a will in place as well. A will is free of charge to do in many places. Get these things done.
Sure.
So that's my parting shot. Let's make sure that when you pass on, just please mourn just you. Not now the misery.
Yes.
The absence.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Let's just say that mom is not around anymore.
Yeah.
She must give me a hug.
Yeah.
But now I must not think about the rice and the, and the milk.
Yeah. My next meal from here.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's very sad. Thank you, my brother. I really appreciate your time and your insights this evening.
It's only a pleasure, brother. Keep
going. Thank you so much. Same to you, eh?
All right.
Cheers. That was, of course, Ricardo Twala, our elder, talking to us this evening about what these things mean and what's the difference between a life cover and, of course, you know, a funeral cover that we love so much.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.